This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Minutes after the hour now, this is the good day approach to farming, the food and farming news and views, my opinions on things that are going on in the American family farm, input from a lot of people who are guests. Make sure if you have something or somebody you'd like me to meet and talk to on the air for your benefit, send the information along to Doug at DougStephan.com. Time of year we find ourselves in is an exciting time for farmers, plowing, planting, watching things grow. And there's a very interesting twist that I learned about a couple of years ago from a lady named Celeste Longacre, who came to me, and I put her on my, what I remember is she was on my regular Monday through Friday program, but I think she fits wonderfully well here because we're trying to promote the interests of family farmers, what's going on the farm, businesses that are run by farm families, the locavore movement, who buys your products. So how do you get the best out of your efforts? How do you plant well? How do you grow well? As much as it may seem strange to some, there are old-time farmers who understand the connection between astrology and you and your farm and what you plant in your garden, that sort of thing. So I've invited her to come on this program. CelesteLongacre.com is a website. You can go to almanac.com. She presents the best days and times for you to plant your garden, your seeds. How does your garden grow, Celeste Longacre?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
My garden grows well, yeah.
Yes.
You know, today and tomorrow are excellent, excellent days to plant root crops.
Root crops, beets.
Root crops.
Let's go through this sort of on a, because this program has several times of airing. And so maybe we go through the next couple of weeks looking at the information that you have gleaned. And people want to know, how do you come to the conclusions that you come to? How do you know that today is good for planting beets, for example, or carrots, or why is next week going to be good for corn or lettuce or whatever? How do you know that?
Well, you know, traditional astrology says that between the full moon and the new moon, so when the moon is waning, that's when you want to plant the root crops. Between the new moon and the full moon, when the moon is waxing, that's when you want to plant the above ground crops. And the most fertile signs are the water signs. So that would be Cancer and Scorpio and Pisces. And today the moon is in Scorpio, tomorrow the moon is in Scorpio, and it's just past the full moon, so we're talking about root crops. And we also have on the 22nd and the 23rd, we have the moon will be in the sign of Pisces, and it will be before the new moon, so again, it will be another really, really good time to plant root crops.
So Celeste, for your information, lives up in New Hampshire. She's a radio personality of her own. She's written a number of books. Talks a lot about astrology. She writes in the Old Farmer's Almanac, author of Visitor's Guide to the Planet Earth and Astrological Primer. She also is a gardener and has workshops at her home. You've done that for quite a long time. So your charts are the ones that are published in the Farmer's Almanac, right?
Yeah, I do their I don't know what you call it. It's a page that has a lot of, according to the moon sign.
When to plant.
Yeah, well, when to plant is one of the things that I talk about. You know, I talk about when to cut hair for quick growth, when to cut hair for slow growth, when to go camping. I talk about a lot of different things. But in and among those things are the best days to plant. And I think it is even broken up between root crops and above-ground crops. So that if you would look at that, you would see. Also, on my website, I have a daily astrological tip that is free for people, and I do say, again, like on today's tip, it does say that it's a good day to plant root crops, and tomorrow's tip, it says it's a good day to plant root crops. So that's a way that people can tell as well.
So if we wanted to sign up right now, CelesteLongacre.com is where you sign up?
Yep, you could sign up. I'm giving away actually all of April and May ahead of time so that people can plan.
All right, that's good. Celeste is spelled C-E-L-E-S-T-E, Longacre, as it sounds, L-O-N-G-A-C-R-E. Isn't it interesting for somebody in farming to have that name, Longacre?
I know, and it came with my husband, too.
So what does he think of all of this? This is something, I'm focused on the farm, but I'm actually about to start another program that will feature the paranormal. Do people now think that you are and what you're doing is normal? After all, things like this appearing in the Old Farmer's Almanac must give it some credibility.
Well, I've been doing that particular piece for the Old Farmer's Almanac for about 25 years now. And I do think that people have for, you know, centuries or even longer than that, millennia, have really looked at the stars to help them to plan their days. You know, because astrology really is all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think timing is very important. Timing is kind of everything.
Yep. Relationships. And, I mean, there are all kinds of things here. When to start a business. We are in Mercury retrograde at the moment.
Yes,
what does that do for the planting of crops? What happens? Retrograde is not, when you think about it, there have been a lot of planets this year in retrograde. This is, Mercury is the one that always gets the boogeyman all excited because, it does pretty well for fire signs, but it doesn't do well for others in my experience. But my experience may be limited somewhat. I know that right now many of my colleagues are having trouble with their equipment. There's transportation issues. They come, look at this United problem that they've had. That's a perfect example of what goes on when Mercury goes retrograde. Would you agree?
I would agree. And Mercury does get the press because it does rule business kind of in communications. And it really has to do with our thoughts, how we think, how we put thoughts together. And I think when Mercury goes retrograde, our thoughts are not, they're different. They're just not quite the same. It's sort of like they just don't connect in the same way. So when Mercury is retrograde, it's a good time to look at things with new eyes. You know, it's a more intuitive time. You'll see things in a really new light. But our basic, you know, bottom line, sometimes we forget. For example, if you go to the store because you need milk, you get into the store and you see, oh, there's some beautiful looking cherries, and oh yes, I need bread, and I need something butter, and you'll come home and you'll forget to get the milk.
Right.
So you have to kind of write things down, and it does affect communications. A lot of times, if things are going to break down, they will break down when Mercury is retrograde. But it's not a time that you just kind of, you know, go and sit in the closet because it stays retrograde for a little over 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time to review things and really to look at things with new eyes, maybe write down some of your observations. But it's probably not the very, very best time to make a final decision on something that's critically important.
Right. Whether it's in your love life or whether it's your business life, whether it's your health. Well, those are the questions that you get as a general astrologer. People come to you for astrological readings as well. And the usual questions are about your love life or job or health, right? Isn't that the three
Absolutely.
Areas?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Those are the big three, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So hold on a second. We'll continue our conversation. Celeste Longacre is here. Sign up for her astrological chart at CelesteLongacre.com. We continue in a matter of moments. If you're a farmer and you've gone into springtime looking for some new people, you're hiring and you don't know where to get, you go the traditional route and post in some of the farm magazines. I've done that. But there's a way to post your job needs where you can find the best candidates in agriculture or anything else as far as that's concerned. Find quality candidates by using the services of ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job on hundreds of job sites, social media, that sort of thing. Just one click and you get, let's say you have a farm that's in Arizona. And you're looking for somebody and the perfect person is in Minnesota. Well, how are you going to find them? ZipRecruiter gets everywhere, and that's why it works so well. It doesn't make a difference what your industry is, what your company is. This works perfectly across the board. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is one word, ZipRecruiter.com. And they've offered you the opportunity to start using ZipRecruiter free with a first shot. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJB, as a matter of fact. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the right employee. They'll take a lot of the heavy lifting away from the job, so make it easier for you to pick the right hire. ZipRecruiter is fine when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. For a super productive space, laundry rooms should be organized to keep items used often close at hand. Wall cabinets with wire baskets below are great to store detergents, dryer sheets, and cleaning supplies. Wall-mounted brackets for irons or ironing boards can clear up counters for your folding space. Add shelves to unused corners, and you've got space for storage baskets to hold everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
17 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me is Celeste Longacre. I've gone to your website, CelesteLongacre.com. See the picture of the chart there and how you can use what she knows to get your garden going. This is for people who have got a small patch, a big patch, doesn't make any difference. It's kind of cool, actually. And I wondered, because we're in this age of total automation or total dependence on our devices, which drives me nuts. But I'm betting there's an app. There's an app for the weather. Is there an app for astrological previews of what to do and how to grow things and when to grow them?
There could be. It's not something that I would be looking for, so I'm not familiar with it.
Well, maybe I'm giving you an idea that you can create an app for. That might be a good idea.
Technical for me, though.
Well, I know that. I say that, too. I can find stuff and use it. I don't know if I could develop one.
Uh-huh.
I think it's something you can do, pretty much somebody with a little bit of expertise could take what you're doing online and create an app. Most everybody's got an app now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's a suggestion. Help yourself. Mm-hmm. What do you see in the future for you? And do you see things sometimes that bother you and you don't tell people what really is going on? When you have a reading, and we're talking about agriculture in general here, I would imagine you could have seen how bad the weather was going to be in New England last year for farmers. It certainly was. And I was thinking of asking you what you think the weather looking at, because the horoscopes, where the planets are, can help you understand what the weather is going to be. What do you think the weather is going to be for farmers across the country this year?
You know, I really don't do weather. I kind of do energy and vibrations, and, you know, weather is a very specific thing. I know the almanac does weather, so people can look in the almanac for the weather. But, you know, when people come to me for a reading, I remember when I first got into doing readings, I had a friend that said, oh, but Celeste, what if they're having a hard time? What if things are hard, you know? And I looked at her and I said, they already know.
Yeah, they know it already. All right, hold on. Everybody stand by. 21 after the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's the one I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay.
Now we're at 23, almost 24 past the hour. The Weekly American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with a bit of entertainment and information provided by Celeste Longacre. Her website, CelesteLongacre.com, a good place for you. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the pictures of your garden. You have a paperback book called Celeste Garden Delights, which are available. But you must do on your own a lot of canning and gardening. I have a friend who's also an astrologer in California, where I am part of the time. I'm close to you part of the year, and I'm close to her out here this time of the year. And she's a great cook as well, and has been very busy cooking things for this holiday week. And I wonder if we focus on when things are growing, is there a time to harvest as well to get the best value out of the things that we've planted? So if the astrological point of view works for planting, does it work for harvesting?
It does, and that's another thing that I do cover in the almanac, the best days for harvesting things above ground and the best days for harvesting things that grow below the ground. So that's definitely covered there. And what I usually tend to do is focus on the earth signs for the harvesting, yeah, and focus on the water signs for the planting. And I can give people some dates right now, like today and tomorrow, the 22nd and the 23rd are great days for planting below ground crops. And then the above ground crops, a good day is the 26th, but the 30th and May 1st and the 9th and the 10th of May are absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. And then it will go
no matter where you are in the country, this would, yes, be good, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Really? No matter where you are. And then the below ground again would be awesome, the 19th and the 20th of May, and the 23rd and the 24th is good. And then, you know, it's really interesting to me because Memorial Day weekend, that Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and the 28th of May, are awesome days to plant above ground crops.
Really?
So I think that's going to work out really well for people that have gardens. A lot of people wait until Memorial Day weekend to plant their garden. So I think this year it will be good.
I like to plant early as I can, with some things, but the cow corn I usually try to plant around Memorial Day just before I start haying season, because I'm sure the frost is over and not have to worry about that. Maybe between the 20th and the 31st of May I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I always think about the astrological aspects of this. As somebody who believes in astrology and the good that it does, I'm more apt to look at a horoscope right now, talking about using what you just were mentioning, the fact that we have, I'm a Scorpio, my sun sign is Scorpio anyway, my moon sign is Pisces, and my rising sign is Aquarius. So I wonder also, if we carry this out, does it make a difference as to who's planting it? Is it better for a Scorpio to plant on a day like your, there's so many different things that play into this. I wonder if I want to take as much risk out of this as possible.
Well, I think when you're considering lots of different things, it does make a difference, you know, when your birthday is and what your moon sign is and what your rising sign is. But I don't think for planting it's going to make that much of a difference, because it's the general energy that's happening in the cosmos. It's the energy that's happening for the Earth, what's happening between the Earth and the moon. And so I think that the dates that I've talked about are really good dates for anyone.
Yeah. All right. So you've got that in mind. And as far as we harvest it, we cook it, and if we want to preserve it, the big companies, do they pay attention to this kind of stuff, or they just go with whenever it
rains? I don't think so.
Going
they have 20. Their employees are there every day from whatever time to whatever time, and that's when they do what they do.
So does it make a difference in the quality of the product, the way that it's harvested, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Don't you think so?
I would think that it was, given what you were talking about. But, you know, again, you look at Niblet's corn or somebody's got tomato paste, you wonder when they prepared all of that stuff. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
After the hour now, the bright sound of conversation about farming and food. I'm Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer was my idea. I put the ideas together based on my experience as a farmer, a dairyman. I've been around cows all my life, and I've been a broadcaster since I was 17. So I think I have those two things down fairly well, and it brought me into a place where I thought the American Family Farmer, the small, medium-sized farmer, needed a voice. Most of the farming information that you get from either the blog sites, some of the, there are a lot of ag networks, if you will, that you can find online that do very well. There are old-time broadcasters in many of the farm cities that focus on commodity news and prices, which is important for farmers, but they cater to the big interests, because a lot of their support comes from the big tractor companies and also the companies like Monsanto and Cargill and ADM, and I'm not a supporter of the way they do business, so I'm anathema to them. And it just happens to be that I'm happy to have people come on and discuss their points of view. A lady was here, probably the most controversial program I've done in the last 4 or 5 months, was with a lady who was trying to tell me how great Monsanto is because they're helping us produce more food to feed more people. What they don't say, and there's good and bad to everything and everybody. We're not all perfect. We're not all great. We're not all bad. Even Saddam Hussein had a good point. I'm not sure what it was, but there must have been something good there. And with Monsanto, they get excoriated. The people there and the product get excoriated with good reason, because there are some of their products that are really very bad for the environment. They're bad for people. They're just bad. But because they have a lot of money and they can schnooker people that are in public office, or try to convince them, at least in America, that their products are okay, and, you know, they can ignore whatever research has been. I don't really want to get into it, but I do think there are some things Now somebody's going to say to me, well, what are they that Monsanto does that are good? I think we get focused on one or two things because they're the major products, and we get lost. I suppose some of the seeds are okay. I just don't want to do business with people like that. I just don't want to. And so that influences how I talk about them and that ilk on this program, and I admit to being biased. So once in a while we have somebody on that counters that somewhat. It doesn't mean that they don't ruffle my feathers or make me think, how do people become this blind? And there's a lot of that going on in agriculture where the means justifies, the ends justify the means. And we're going to grow more food. Okay, you're going to grow more food. At what expense or how? And that's where everything gets kind of fuzzy. I don't want to get lost on that, but I'm looking at some more news about Monsanto and how this product that they have, this thing called Roundup, gets used on lawns and it gets used in the small gardens as well as on the big farms. It's just bad for you. All right, Celeste, and maybe I'll get a thought from you. Celeste Longacre is here. Her website, CelesteLongacre.com, is very relatable. I noticed that you have on your website some recommendations for various types of food. And I wonder how, as an astrologer, that plays into what you're recommending. And you're welcome to comment about what I just said about Monsanto as well, if you want.
Yeah, well, I'm not really that fond of Monsanto either, and particularly Roundup, because I think it's decimating our bees and our butterflies, as well as other things. But I think that fermented foods and also bone broth soup are two things that are kind of missing from the American diet. You know, our ancestors used to eat, you know, they used to use everything.
When you say fermented foods, what's an example of that?
Sauerkraut, kimchi, beet kvass, fruit kvass.
Sauerkraut is very good for you.
It is very good for you. But the thing about it is it's a little complicated to make. I can put together a fruit kvass in less than 3 minutes. And I have a video on my website of how to make the fruit kvass and the beet kvass. And it's something that, you know, we can do very easily, because I think for tens of thousands of years, our ancestors were eating fermented foods every single day. Mm-hmm. And so our gut biome is kind of used to that, and it's kind of missing it.
Well, yogurt is yogurt's an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the capsules, some of the things that we take, we're told that we need to get a lot of fish oil in our system. It's good for our brain, good for our body, good for our heart. And that's basically fermented. That stuff that's in that capsule is not fresh by any. That's why when you burp after you take it, that's a result of it being basically fermented well, right?
Well, some of it's fermented. I don't know that all of it's fermented. But I think that you can make fruit kvass very, very inexpensively and very, very easily, and it provides you with probiotics, and it makes all of whatever you use to make the fruit kvass, all those vitamins and minerals are more bioavailable to you once they become fermented. And it also, I put just a little bit in each glass of water that I drink every day, and it makes the water in the glass become more bioavailable to you. And I learned how to do it about 5 years ago, and I have to say I haven't been sick a single day since.
It's really very interesting. I don't get sick either. There's an immune system enhancement that comes from eating some of these things that we don't. Again, we get lulled asleep by the big commercial products, the things, not only pesticides but preservatives that get put into food these days.
Yes.
It may help the company sell stuff, or shelf life is longer, but when you put it in your body, it doesn't do a darn thing for your body except help it deteriorate faster.
Right.
So when you die and they stick you in the ground, when people have gone back to bodies in the last 10 years or so and compare them to bodies that have been interred 100 years ago, much of what is still intact in the coffin is, 10, 12 years after you die, some people, depending on what you eat, are still pretty much preserved. Whereas if you died 50 or 100 years ago, there's nothing left of you because that food wasn't around then.
Yeah. I don't think that those preservatives are really good for us.
No.
And I think, you know, the more you can do, you know, the more you can eat fresh, I think it's just fantastic if you just have a garden and you garden in the summer and you feed your family from the garden, you know, there's nothing to compare to something that is just picked and prepared and eaten, not only in the flavor, but in the how good it is for you.
I have over the years spent summers eating when usually by the middle of June you can get lettuce and some of the quick crops, spinach, things that will grow fast in 60 days. You get that. And from June on until the frost, I would eat out of the garden. I don't eat
Absolutely.
Meat. So it's pretty easy to grab stuff and fix it. And I'm not even a fancy, I'm by myself a lot of the times, so I'm not even a fancy cook. But mm-hmm. I'm not fussy.
So you don't I'm just have to be.
No, I'm just interested in the stuff being good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what, whether it's fruits or vegetables. One of the things that Celeste likes to do is help people grow better. I was thinking about how you produce more and better raspberries or blueberries or blackberries, things like that. Is it different for fruit than it is for vegetables, or is it all the same?
No, I mean, there are slight differences. There are even slight differences between individual vegetables. But basically what you want to do is you want to feed your plants, and you want to keep them watered, you know. And hummus is really important. Compost is really important to give, you know, to have that living soil to be growing your living plants is very, very vital. And you don't get that living soil by throwing chemicals on it.
So one would ask about the trends, because I'm sure a lot of people in the cities are reading what you're writing and are privy to some of the advice that you give people. There's this new phenom, people growing gardens on the buildings in big cities, on the roof of big cities. There's no reason why, just because you're in the city, you can't have a garden. It's just space. That's all it is. The same things can apply there as any place else, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's a great trend, and even there are community gardens that are happening in cities, which is a great trend, and, you know, we have abandoned lots that are just sitting there, and you can build up the land anywhere. You know, I think a lot of people throw things away that could be composted.
Oh, yes.
Compost is so easy to do.
We waste so much. Oof, yeah.
We do waste an awful lot. But, you know, when I have something like the fruit that I make, the fruit kvass, after I ferment it, I strain out the fruit, and I don't throw it away. I put it in the compost. So I feel, even with weeds that come up in the garden or things that I'm not necessarily using right away, if you're not throwing them away, you're still utilizing them if you put them in the compost.
One of the things you said as you came on the program is people could sign up for a daily astrological information. How do we do? I'm looking at your website. Where do you go in here to sign up?
You go right to the front page. It should be right there under the. Oh, if you hit the, if you look, click on the tip, the today's hint, and you go there. It should be right there to sign up.
All right, I want to get people to go there. CelesteLongacre.com, CelesteE. Longacre, LONGACRE.com. 44 minutes past the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, who says, "Democracy hates a great man. Democracy looks at a great man like a field of wheat where one stalk is 6 inches higher than everybody else or every other stalk, and government comes along and cuts it off so they're all even." And I think that's absolutely true. I'm so glad we live in a representative republic and not a democracy. This allows us the opportunity to be great if we want to. If we want to pay the price, if we want to do what's necessary to be a great man, however you define being great, America provides you that opportunity. Rather than being chopped off by government, let's work at being great. I'm Gary Rathbun. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with some news that came about as a result of the president meeting with the president of China. A lot of conversation about that. And what goes on in these meetings, very interesting. There are so many things the staffs outline. This is something to talk about. One side wants to talk about a bunch of things. The other side wants to talk about a bunch of things. And it turned out that both the White House and the Chinese executives who were meeting in Florida with the president were very interested in talking about trade and specifically American beef and American food, American grains, that sort of thing. China said last year that it would lift the ban on U.S. beef, but they hadn't taken any steps to do that until they got to the White House. The president said, we want these lifted. And you know what? It was part of the deal that was made. The Chinese have been encouraged to do something about what's going on in North Korea. And the president said, if you do something about that and help out there, then we'll make this a good trade. You'll get some favorable trade deals. And so China, now, not necessarily a big buyer of U.S. beef the last few years. Since 2013, the numbers have gone up. And that's mostly not because of the dollar amount, but because middle class and upper classes have expanded greatly, and they want to eat meat. You haven't been able, if you went to visit China back, let's say, 2000 or the 1990s or before that, you would find very little meat other than what they got there. And I'm not sure that you're going to enjoy eating dog or some of the other things that they eat there. So now the market has been opened up to U.S. beef. Whether you like meat or you don't like meat doesn't make much difference, but something that comes out of these discussions we don't often know, and here is a benefit to American farmers. Celeste Longacre is here on the American Family Farmer. I'm really interested. I'm sort of going backwards through you. Maybe I should have started with you answering this question at the beginning rather than now as we get close to the end of our time together. How did you learn the astrological skills that you have, and whatever in the world prompted you to connect them to agriculture?
Well, I think I did a lot of, I went to a lot of workshops, I did a lot of reading, I did a lot of research, and I think astrology has forever been connected to agriculture. You know, I don't think that that's a new thing at all. I think that's a very ancient thing. I think that people have been, you know, as above, so below. I mean, if you go back around, you know, Aristotle and Plato, and they were all into astrology. Shakespeare has over 230 references to astrology in his plays, and all of them actually come true. You know, it's just, I think the Inquisition was what kind of put astrology on the back burner. But up until that
That was because the Catholics thought that it was, this was the when we, and today still, depending on what church you go to, what religion you're in, it's considered the occult, and occultism was the enemy of religion because it basically panned or flushed out what those phonies at that time were trying to sell in terms of religion.
Right, and so, you know, it became, well, the Inquisition, they put a lot of people to death for whatever their beliefs were that weren't what they were supposed to be, according to them. And astrology did kind of go underground. I think it's coming back a little bit, but there, you know, there are still people out there that won't have anything to do with it, which is fine. You know, people can make up their own minds about what they want to believe in.
Right. I think, well, it's an open mind, even though, you know, it may not use it. But other people who find it, I find it, by the way, fascinating. And not only that, but a great way, not a good way, but a great way. I say this to my children, all my friends who may or may not really believe astrology, especially if you have a good chart, which means you have the sun sign, the moon sign, and the rising sign. So you can tell so much about people when you're working with them. It isn't a reason to perhaps fall in love with somebody or not, or to have somebody hired or not, but it does teach you how to work with them, how to live with them, how to love them.
Can look at relationships in terms of the two charts, and because no two people are going to fit together like a hand in a glove, so you can see where things work and where they need to work on it a little bit. And so if you understand that, then you have the blueprint of how to make things better.
Right. All right. Well, let me again send people to that website, CelesteLongacre.com. This is admittedly different from what we would normally do on this program, but because you have such a direct connection to farming, and astrology is very helpful, as it has been, as you said, in the Old Farmer's Almanac for decades, helping you understand when to put the seeds in the ground, when to harvest them, that sort of thing. Plus, Celeste has lots of ways to have you cook the food or fix it up after you've harvested it. So all kinds of special things are there that I'm happy to promote. CelesteLongacre.com. Happy to have you here, Celeste. Thank you for your good work and for your help. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 minutes for the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now 53 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer with a focus on you if you're farming, got a small, medium-sized farm, you're running an ag business, or you're providing great food for the locavores who are supporting you. In a moment, I'm going to give you 9 strategies that hopefully will help you turn a profit this year, some suggestions that I have for you that I've gleaned from a couple of different sources. So that's coming up in a moment with my thoughts. I actually have another thought. We're talking about food and how well with Ms. Longacre the right foods go to help your body preserve itself. Certainly beets are right up there on the top of the list, and beets, because they are grown, non-GMO beets are grown for super beets. They grow them, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, put them in a canister, and you use super beets to have a healthy blood flow to keep the blood pressure where it needs to be. Super foods like super beets. When you drink this, you put a teaspoon of it in 4 ounces of water or maybe in your smoothie and drink it down, it immediately will help your cardiovascular and circulatory system by opening up the arteries, getting blood everywhere, more stamina, more energy. It's great. The athletes in many colleges and a lot of professional athletes trust super beets to help them be their best. And so that's a good word for you, I guess. Here's what you do. If you want to get onto the super beet program, you call 800-655-4183. You get a, when you order the first supply, get a bonus 30 day. Like you pay for 3, you get 4 months supply of super beets. Cool deal. And let's see what else. You get free shipping. You get a book called Beat the Odds. You go to Doug likesbeats.com and order it right now, or you call 800-655-4183. Again, the product is called Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Great, and it's an idea for those of you who are growing beets. Maybe you sell them to these people, or you grow them and you somehow follow up on this with a little beating of your own, if you know what I mean. B-E-E. B-E-E-T, beating of your own. Clever. Doug likes beats.com or order Super Beats at 800-655-4183.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
All right, let's spend a couple of minutes seeing if we can come up with some strategies for a profitable year. The ideas come from the Ohio State University Extension Service. I saw there the profs in the College of Food and Agriculture have come up with the following strategies. Reevaluate crop production inputs, such as fungicide applications, because some of them, I think, aren't as good as you think they are. Number two, forego phosphorus and potassium fertilizer if soil tests show there's enough in the ground for the coming crop. Some people over-fertilize. I've done that in my past. Be careful. Get the soil tested every year. Another strategy for a profitable year, review and adjust nitrogen rates. Reevaluate seed technology. Seeds with fewer GMO traits are less expensive and better. Period. End of story. Less, I like that, is it fewer GMO, like non-GMO? Thank you. Number five, eliminate excess equipment and reevaluate the equipment that you have. I know I've gone to different sized equipment to do different things, not having as much equipment as I used to. I had 30 tractors at one time. Now I'm down to, I think, 12. Renegotiate your leases. The economy in the past 3 years has required that farmers lower their cash output, and the leases haven't been as valuable. They went sky high when the crop value was so high that people that own the land could get away with it, but now you got to reevaluate and renegotiate. Consider more do-it-yourself repair and services. I do my own, all of my own. We don't send anything out. We fix it. We even got a motor apart that we're doing in my shop on my farm. Number eight is evaluate yield ratios and price ratios when you decide what you want to plant for crops. You know, what do you get for corn? What's the yield? What's the bean? What are all of them? Hay, that sort of thing. And re-examine your living expenses. That's number nine. Strategies for a profitable year from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.